I'm Graham Jones, the former Senior Director of Music of the Household Division, no less, and Director of Music of the Coldstream Guards Band before I retired and came to live in wonderful Epsom and Ewell.
For our listeners who aren't au fait with that, explain exactly what the role involves.
I'm the former Director of Music of the Household Division and Director of Music Coldstream Guards. That involves having the responsibility for all the music that you would see as part of state ceremonial. So, for example, the coronation, all the music, that would have been my responsibility, dare I say, royal funerals. Also my responsibility of putting all the music together, selecting the music that needs to be performed and delivering it on the big day.
And I think last time we spoke, it was just ahead of the Queen's Jubilee. Obviously, since then, we've had Her Majesty's sad death. What's it like being in charge of something so important as music? Because music really does set the mood for an occasion, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was once asked on another radio station about the Cenotaph Parade. And somebody said to me, do you think that music is relevant within the military today? And my answer was, well, imagine the Cenotaph Parade, where you've got all the tri-service contingents there, and you also have the royal family and heads of state, and there's no music. It sets the scene. It emotionally takes you into the right space. It is so important, and it has been through history.
How much input does the royal family have?
Well, there are two elements to this, of course. You've got the military parade element, procession, and you've also got the Westminster Abbey component part. Now, I was only responsible, good word, I was only responsible for the music, actually, for the processions. And so I would select all of that. Of course, it goes up the chain of command for approval. I can tell you that, for example, the King's Birthday Parade, once the music has been selected through an audition process, eventually that list of music will arrive on the King's desk for him to officially sign everything off.
Have you ever had any disagreements?
No, I don't think so. I think I was in the job long enough to know what was expected musically, and also I knew what I wanted to deliver as well.
Do you think you're still seeing young people coming through wanting to do this type of job?
I think so. Of course, school is an important training ground, if I want to put it into military terms, a place to learn a musical instrument. And once you start to progress and you become competent, then it's, do I want to make music my career? And once you make that decision, then it's, where do you want to make that music your career? I made the choice when I was 15 years old because my music teacher played with the Royal Artillery Band. And he said, Graham, for you, I think a career in military music. And all I ever wanted to do was play in a band.
And what did you play?
I played the trombone.
Do you still play now?
I do. I have the trombone at home. It's in my dining room. And when I get a spare half an hour, I'll pick it up and play. But I don't play publicly anymore. I just enjoy it for my own self-musicality.
But is it like a muscle you have to exercise, or do you think it's always the same every time you pick it up?
It's something you do need to exercise. You've got various elements to it. Of course, with the trombone, you've got the slide. So you don't lose that ability to move the slide. But where it comes down to is the embouchure, your lips and the strength of the embouchure. If you don't play for some time, then you lose that and suddenly you can't play the high notes, or you don't have the stamina to play as long as you could.
So tell me about the event that's coming up on the 19th of January.
Well, I'm so excited because I was having at a drinks party with the Band of the Coldstream Guards, and I was talking to the current director of music, Major Stuart Halliday, and I said to him, do you know what, it'd be really good if the band could come to the Epsom Playhouse. And he said, we'd love to. I said, OK, can we organise it? And I contacted the Epsom Playhouse, and they said, look, we really are full. We're fully booked. However, we have one Friday, the 19th of January. So I contacted Stuart and said, I've got the 19th of January. Are you free? He said, yes, we are. The stars aligned. And then, of course, after all the other the administration that you have to do with all of this, we decided to go ahead for the 19th of January. And I'm absolutely thrilled. The reason I did it is because I want to support local charities.
What local charities will you be supporting?
Primarily the Royal British Legion for me, obviously being a military man, and I decided to support the Mayor's charities as well. So I think it's going to be a really good event and good exposure for the charities to help bring awareness of the great work that they do in our local area.
And so when people come on the 19th, what will they see and hear at the Epsom Playhouse?
They're going to see one of the most famous military bands in the world in their wonderful red tunics. And I can tell you there are 47 of them are going to fill the stage at the Epsom Playhouse. They've got some incredible soloists who are going to perform. They've even got a guy who's a stunning singer. And he's going to do things like American Trilogy. I'm sure you're aware of that particular piece. So it's going to be a wonderful gala evening. And I'm really looking forward to welcoming everybody there.
How can people get their hands on tickets?
The easiest way is to simply call the box office at Epsom Playhouse. You can go online, epsomplayhouse.co.uk, and you can pick up tickets online as well. So it's quite easy to do that. I will say, though, this is proving to be very popular and tickets are selling very quickly.
And it might actually serve as inspiration for people who have never thought about a career in military music before.
Yes, I'm sure you will. But I want to give a little shout out while I've got the opportunity, because there are we have the wonderful Epsom and Yule Brass Band, and they block booked tickets because they want to see a really good brass section performing. So I'm looking forward to welcoming the Epsom and Yule Brass Band, and also the Kingston and Maldon Scout and Guide Band. Quite a few of them have decided they want to come along, and they're a military band themselves, or a wind band, and what better way to improve than to listen to one of the best bands in the world?
Brilliant, lovely. Thank you so much.
That's all right, my pleasure.